Seventh parak of Temura, fourth mission of Eloheim Hanikborim. These are things that are also banor, and therefore they should be buried. Kotchim Shipilo, a korban that miscarried, you bury the fetus, Yikoveru. Shipilo Shilya, Tikove. If it had a miscarriage of the placenta, you also bury it because we assume there is a fetus inside. Sharniskom, animal gored somebody and killed him and deserves to be stoned to death by Bezdin or any other reason that he deserves to be stoned to death. Eglarufa, the person was found dead. So there's a whole process in Masechta Sota about bringing a cow and breaking its neck. Tzipori Mitzoya, the beginning of the process of the Taira of a Mitzoya is that we bring two birds and one of the birds will be shechted, that bird, and the other one will be sent away. So the bird that was shechted is also Vana also. Petach Hamor, the firstborn donkey, is also Asubano until it's redeemed. Basav Acholov, if someone cooks meat and milk together, a regular animal that is shechted inside the base of Mikdash, all these are Asubano and therefore they have to be buried. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Chulin Shinichu Bazor Yisereif, he held that Chulin was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash area, and the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash should not be buried, but should be burnt. And so that people should not be nichshol, mistakenly thinking that other kashrim that became possible are nigvar, because other types of kashrim that had a psul in themselves would be burnt. V'chein chayish nishchutu bazara, same thing applies to a chaya, an animal which is not one of the animals that we generally brought as a korban. Since it was shechted in the zara, and it's possible, Rabbi Shimon says it should be burnt. So once again, this entire Mishnah is a list of things that Asher Bano, and the dinners that they should be buried.